Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. As someone who loves research and data, it hurts my heart to see the skepticism. But I also have to admit I understand it. Too many folks use and abuse data, and now it's coming home to roost. So does that mean we have to abandon this information? Nope. We can use this to help folks make a choice. So here's the deal. Many people understand the differences, but don't know how to use those differences to make a decision. So our job could be to help them make that choice. My favorite strategy? Focus on scenarios. Instead of merely outlining the pros and cons, everybody does that. Describe the situations that the options work the best. Then use the data to back up that assertion. Now, in the article I mentioned, the authors used two scenarios, one where the marketplace knew the organization and the other where the organization was unknown. This distinction not only made a lot of sense, but it helps put the reader in the scene and helps them make their own decision. The reason why a lot of data is mistrusted is because too many folks use only the data points that make their case. I call this cherry picking the stats. Now, I cannot get started on this. I can rant about this major pet peeve for 3 days. But when you focus on the scenarios and state the exceptions honestly, again using the data, it doesn't appear that you're doing any cherry picking. As I said in the post, you look like an honest broker with an opinion, not as an advocate with only one point of view. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.